Okay, so both of them, I asked them, and their word for word from their mouth was, oh, must have been the weather. Must have been the bad weather. That's it. But so it's not me guessing, it's them telling me.
Yeah.
Because I told them, was it an I asked them, is it an engine problem? And then they said, oh, bad weather. So yeah, definitely human error. Because what he should have done is, if he couldn't see the runway, he should have made a circle. Right. I mean, that's procedure. That's basic pilot. I mean, even non-pilots know that. Yeah, if you can't see the runway, don't land where you can't see. So if you cannot see, I mean, just take a 5-minute detour and come back again, try again later.
For sure.
Or if Air New Guinea had an upgraded computer system, you don't need to do the manual landing. The computer can land the plane by itself. You don't need to see through the clouds.
For sure.
So I assume that they might, I'm just guessing that they might have an old plane. That's why the fares are so cheap.
Well, again,
I'm just being,
uh-huh.
I'm just guessing.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, and I'll look for your email.
Sid, kevin@postquam.com.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
Alrighty. Sid, no problem. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
That's incredible.
His name is putting the... he's a psychologist. He talked...
Calling the airport hotel lobby. Hi, this is a message for the senator. We received a letter from the senator besides the Guam Daily Post. I'd like to confirm that it was indeed sent from the senator.
He has some pictures he took from the raft. He said he'd send them. And he's the...
I'll take care of it.
Okay. He's the psychologist for the entire country.
Uh-huh.
He's the FSM psychologist.
That's perseverance. That's an awesome interview.
That's a great interview.